It is 8:54. Hallelujah. That is Dave Phelps and the Gaither family. Oh, holy night. Just extraordinary. Wouldn't you love to just sing once like that? Holy macanoli. That voice is something else. No doubt about it. So a couple of people were saying, you keep talking about this. What are some of the ideas here? Well, I think before you do anything to change Maine's government, you have to fully understand where the government is at. And people don't know, even the legislators, you ask them questions, specifics about departments, agencies, how money's spent, what it's spent on, what is the efficiency rate of the money and how it's spent, and they blank stare you. They don't know. They go in and make policy because they're told to. And then they don't even know what the repercussions or the positive nature of that policy is. I think the first place you've got to start is you've got to stop this rush to putting out a new budget. And you've got to slow down and do an examination of the actual money from penny one, not dollar one, from penny one. There should not be a department in the state of Maine, an agency in the state of Maine, that is operating without a full and transparent accountability of every penny that they spend, and we don't have that. Legislators who vote on budgets, billions of dollars, likely close to $12 billion with a new budget coming out that will take effect on July 1, 2025. Billions of dollars, and legislators have no concept of where all of that money is going. And then I've asked many of them on both sides of the aisle, why don't you have a better grasp? And they ask me, well, how would you account for $12 billion? And I'm like, well, I certainly wouldn't be spending it if I couldn't account for where it was going in a very transparent manner with the people who pay the freight for that spending, which are the people, the working class taxpayers of the state of Maine. And they're like, it's almost impossible. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's about leadership. It's about wanting to be transparent to the people that you're there to serve. But they don't believe that they're actual servants. I hope you know that by now. No elected person in this country actually believes they're a servant. Those are words they use when they're running for office, either re-election or for the first time. Servants are transparent. Servants are in constant contact with the people they serve, making sure that the job they are doing is worthy of the person they serve. And the person they serve is me. And the person they serve is you. And the person they serve are our children. And we know that this government has not been a servant of our children. The two most vulnerable groups in this state and in this country are the very young and the very old, and Maine is not kind to either one of those. Maine's children are under constant threat of physical violence and death. And if somehow they survive all of that, our state, which has spent hundreds of millions more dollars on education because of this governor, hasn't done a good job of helping those who are the most vulnerable of our children. Our children are our most vulnerable, and then there is a subset of that of children who have special needs, who through no fault of their own need additional help. And we know this state has not done a good job, even though we've had all kinds of money. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, it proves the point that I have made for two decades here on these airwaves. It's not about money. It's about the pursuit of excellence. Money is a piece of that because we need the resource. But money will not solve the problem if you don't pursue excellence first. And the government of this state has not pursued excellence when it comes to our children. If you look at the statistics nationally, in every arena, Maine is behind. That's not by accident. It's about poor public policy. Now, if I'm an elected person and I just got reelected, and my state's in the mess that it's in, I've got to assume the constituents believe that I'm not the problem. And so it's incumbent upon those of us who are supposed to be served by our government to make certain that our government understands the issues that we're facing and the inefficiency and apparent inability of our government to address those issues. It's not about handouts. It's about the pursuit of excellence. You never hear anybody in government talk about the pursuit of excellence. They don't even believe the concept exists.
WLOB Portland, WLOBRadio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
He's in jail in Pennsylvania.